Adra Novi's Ways to Disappear is about Beatriz Segoda, a Brazilian author who just vanishes. Emma is her American translator. She vows to find Beatriz and sets off on an adventure. In this chapter that Novi read at an event at the Princeton Public Library this week, Emma has doubts about her duties as a translator.
And confessed that she hadn't been quite as dutiful in her last translation as in Beatriz's earlier books. And Beatriz had replied that duty was for clergy. For translation to be an art, she said to Emma, you have to make the uncomfortable but necessary transgressions that an artist makes.
Yet Emma worries that she's been too creative with her words, that she's gone too far. Novi is also a translator, and she says the work isn't stuffy. It can be just as creative as writing fiction or poetry.
Because you're moving between languages and you're moving between cultures, and you have to occupy this floating, fascinating space between them. I think it's a creative act that requires so much emotional imagination and cultural imagination.
Several of her own students and colleagues from Princeton's creative writing program showed up in support of her reading, including the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and translator Paul Muldoon, who, Novi says, was the first writer who really showed her what translation can do. For WHYY News, I'm Jeanette Beebe.